All right. You've tuned in to a very special edition of Listler's Love Lockdown. This is a bonus.
Boner.
Behind the paywall.
A boner episode you got to pay for.
We're taking live callers for Listler's Love Lockdown. People calling in to ask Marissa and Charlotte for their advice for anything, really. But
really?
Maybe love. Maybe love related.
Doesn't everything have love involved in it?
Everything does. Underneath it all, we do. All right, caller.
Love is
number one.
Love.
Go ahead. You're on with Marissa and Listler.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, we're great.
Good.
What's your name?
Who are we squawking at?
This is Matt Jennings.
Matt! Wow! OMG.
Matty J, are you currently in a truck?
I am not in a truck. I am in a Focus to help me think better.
A Ford Focus.
Matty J is one of our longtime Twitter followers, and he just dropped a pant size.
Wow.
No joke.
That's phenomenal.
Congrats, buddy.
Why do I know all these details?
Because we only have four people following us.
That's not true.
Us.
We have 41,000.
Matty J, what can we help you with today?
Well, two things, but the first one quickly to get out of the way is my girlfriend found a little flyer saying that there was some work at the Pasadena Fairy Tale Theater.
Oh, no.
And she needs a job.
Nope.
Nope.
Don DeMillo?
Do not get involved.
Coming for her britches.
I met him when I was 16 years old.
No, sir.
And my asshole is still sore.
Hey, okay. Move on. This is a big no for that, number one. What's the number two question?
The number two is, I just want to let you ladies know, Marissa, and I almost called you by your other name, but I just want to let you know how much I care about you guys and how courageous you guys have been. And I know there's a very special young lady that loves you, and you are so strong for her, and you and both you guys have inspired me through a lot of really hard times. So,
oh man,
I just
Maddie,
want to thank you for that,
Matty J. You
Any
are hitting
fucking
us
time, man.
Where
that
it,
is what we do. We put joy out
really
into the
good.
World, and it means so much to hear that it means something to anybody, especially you,
Matty J. We got your back when you drive in that big rig,
or you're in
and
focus.
you feel a cold hand on your neck.
Okay,
that's us.
Hey, thanks for calling
in. I love you guys.
We love you too.
Love you too, buddy.
All right, next caller. You're on with Marissa and Listler. Who is this?
Hi guys, this is Josh from Seattle.
Josh
from Seattle. How are you, buddy?
How are you guys?
We're doing great.
I'm so good. I love talking to you guys. I finally got to hear myself on the last Lockdown.
I knew your voice sounded
familiar. Wait, he was on the last one?
Yes, he called in and we gave him advice. How did that advice turn out for you?
Which question was it, Josh? Can you refresh me? Because I black out during most of these podcasts.
It was the one about dating the girl with kids, and you guys actually gave me some good advice, and it worked out great. So.
All right, we're still dating this girl.
We are unprofessionals. We do not have to.
We are unprofessionals.
We're just schooled in the
school of life.
Of life.
The school of hard knocks.
So it's going well.
I took the advice, the good parts, and I left the other parts about Pokemon out. There was a long thing about Pokemon and me possibly being Asian.
That sounds about right. Josh.
But I have I work nights at a grocery store, and I listen to you guys all night when nobody's around.
Oh, I love
and
to hear that.
It really fills my nights with joy.
Oh, good.
And sometimes turning the stereo down because it's a little too loud in my ears from all the screaming.
Yeah,
but
we have dulcet tones. Right? You restocking? What are you doing overnight at a grocery store?
I work. I think it's an interesting life. I work overnight at a grocery store and I teach yoga all day.
Oh my God. Wait, so you never sleep.
When do you rest, friend?
So I go to bed at like 4 in the afternoon and I sleep till 10. I keep it pretty regimented so I don't go insane.
Wow, what a commitment to your craft, buddy.
That's only six hours.
I know, I'd
enough?
Love for you to get
We'd
eight.
Love for you to find another two in the day.
Well, he's resting when he's meditating. Are you meditating at all during that
yoga?
During the yoga
he's
time?
He's teaching yoga.
But do you have breaks?
I teach it, and I have breaks and I take like little mini car naps.
Okay.
So, yeah, all right.
I'm always getting it going. So,
okay.
But you guys, I listen to headphones all day and I listen to your shows multiple times and they're the greatest thing ever. So,
God, this is a real love fest. What do we do to deserve this?
I don't know. This day is turning into something special.
Oh, Josh, thank you so much. Listen,
I'm glad it worked out.
If you and this lady get engaged or married, we'll come out and officiate the wedding.
Keep us in the loop.
Oh, my God. I want Listler to be my best man.
I don't know. About that. Think about what that bachelor party would be like. It'd be a lot like when they take an Amazon into the woods and they cut his penis off or whatever they do.
Okay, hey,
right?
What are you talking about?
100% into that.
Yeah, they put tattoos on it and shit.
Hey.
That's what I read.
Keep it classy. All right, thank you so much for calling back, Josh. We love you. All right, we're on for the next caller. You're listening to a special episode of Listler's Love Lockdown. You've got Marissa Listler.
Like Jennifer, Bennifer.
We're calling it Marissler.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Who are we talking to?
Happy Women's History Month. This is Leon from Phoenix.
Oh, Levon! No, not Levon. You always do that. This is Leon.
Levon.
I love we're having some return callers
on a Sunday.
Leon, how are you? How did the karaoke go, right?
Yeah, it went good. I mean, it was fine. I was basic and just saying the Neil Diamond song. I got nervous. So
great. That's a great choice.
Little by little, step by step, up the staircase, you know, towards greatness.
R.I.P., right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just died, didn't he?
I don't think so.
No,
all right. Do you have another?
I just found out Michael Jackson's not currently with us anymore.
Oh, yeah,
all right.
That's a long time.
Leon, what can we help you with now?
Okay. So this is a real question. So,
okay.
I'm in a long distance relationship mm-hmm. with my future husband.
Mm-hmm.
We've been together for like 7 years now.
Yeah. Okay. Where is he? Where are you?
Or how far?
He's in Iowa. I'm in Arizona.
Okay.
Okay. So we're a plane ride away. Is that right? Okay.
Right. Yeah. So, we've been long distance now for 10, 11 months now.
Okay.
So I just wanted to know, do you have any advice, like how to keep the spark alive for people who are long distance? And I'm new to it, so I'm, you know, trying to.
How often do you get to see each other? How often are we talking? You guys are getting face to face.
Well, I think lately it's been like every like month and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I think
that's not bad.
Trying to plan something. It isn't bad. But,
how far?
You know,
how long
being alone and,
are you looking down the road at being apart? How long is that going to last?
I'm looking probably to move back the end of this month. End of this year.
Uh-huh.
So.
Another like 9 months or something,
maybe even December.
Okay,
so that's not bad. That because I think the thing is you've got an end date.
Yeah,
and that's important.
Yep.
I'm going to say something crazy. What if we were to bring back the old art of letter writing? Do you remember when people used to write a letter?
That was sexy as hell.
That's sexy as hell. In fact, we just dug up some of Listler's old love letters from high school.
Yeah.
And it was bringing us back to a time.
It was very intense. Was
where you have to sit down, you have to think about it, you're writing it out. And I know it feels like, oh, well, we texted and we talked 3 times a day. This isn't a letter that's about, you know, what you did that day. Mm-hmm. This is about what you're thinking about and your plans for the future and how much you love them.
Oh.
I bet if you surprised him with a couple letters a week,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, maybe he starts writing back.
Yeah.
I like the idea of that. I'll also say...
That's such a good idea. I love it.
I'll also say a wise woman once told me when I was
living... Is
that me? I'm not going to say. When I was living far away from the man that I loved at the time.
Kareem?
And this was before I had really mastered my B.A. Baracus powers.
Sure.
It was to make an appointment every day to talk. That was your time every single day, whatever time works for you, so that you have a FaceTime.
Because you don't want to get someone on the fly.
So you're Yeah. That's so you're tough. Prioritizing that so you don't feel like neglected and or like they're not really, yeah. they're half there kind of. And that right. actually was very helpful because yeah. being apart from the person that you love, the reason that you love them is because you love being around them. So to not be around them, it you know, it's really
hard. And what about
hard.
That thing where you start to get bored and so you just start fighting? Just to make it interesting.
Yeah.
We want to be careful of that. Also, some people are phone yeah. people and some people aren't. Right. Is he a phone person? Are you a phone person?
No, I don't think so. We FaceTime like yeah. maybe 2-3 times a week. I don't yeah. know, we're texting, you know, or whatever. But, you know, we both have like, you know, we're both doing stuff. But we try to schedule in
Good.
Something at least. You know, a couple times a day just to see each other, talk to each other.
Yeah, I think the thing that you want to maintain is how you need the person in your life. Because if you get used to mm-hmm. a year or so of being away from them.
Yeah, and become too self-sufficient.
Yeah, you want to remember what yeah. they give to you and vice versa and keep whatever that thing is flowing.
I also think let's yes. pay attention to yeah. nice lighting and hair and makeup if needed during FaceTime and a good angle, okay?
Also,
let's not shoot yourself from below.
Also, you can always dance to Genuine's Pony. Everybody loves that.
Yeah. Bounce.
Oh, my
bow,
God.
Bounce.
Yeah.
Bounce.
Leon, thank you so love much it. For calling it's in. So we love you.
Leon does the dishes.
No. Okay, we're on with our next caller. You're on with Marissler, I should say.
Yes.
Who we got?
Am I on with Wampin' Liff?
Yeah, that's right.
You sure are. Who we squawking at?
This is Madison from Long Beach, California.
Ooh, Madison. You're close to us. We're from between and betwixt the stacks.
That's right. What's going on today, Madison? How can we help?
Well, I'm hoping to get some advice. I have not been on the dating scene for a while. Personal choice was just busy with work and life and all of that. So I'm trying to get back into it. But I really don't like all the apps.
Yes, I hear you on that front.
How to do that, how to try to date without the apps. So I don't know if you guys have any advice about non-online.
Do you have friends? Do you have friends in Long Beach?
Yes.
You do.
Can you ask them to set you up?
Mm-hmm. I want you to put out an APB to your best of your best, that you're on the prowl, that you're looking to mingle. You're going to say to your bestie, Jenny, you're going to say, listen, I got some shit going on in my life that has prevented me from being ready for this, but I think I'm ready to try.
But don't send me any uggos.
Who do you got? Who have you got? Or keep an eye out for it because the apps, I got to say, sometimes love comes in the weirdest ways.
I know that's true, but here's the thing. What I want to say, if you're asking to be set up, I would say before you make full contact with this person and ask if they're up for it, may I see a picture? May I hear something about them? Because the worst thing mm-hmm. is when your friend sets you up with someone and then the fucking guy comes and he looks like, you know, Don Quixote or something. And you're like,
what's wrong with Don Quixote?
And you're thinking to yourself, is this what this person?
So no full blind date. Not a full blind date.
No. Because
why not? That's romantic.
Because you show up and you go, is this the level of attractive my friend thinks I am?
I see.
Okay?
Yeah.
So let's not get ourselves in trouble because then
well,
we can be angry.
Well, you could also make it a little looser. You could say like, hey, you know, if you know somebody's going to be at a party, you think we might hook up, like let me know who that person is. And then I'll like try it out at a party, talking to them,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that
Other
you don't
thing
have
I'm
to
thinking,
do an actual date.
Madison, what are your interests? What are your extracurricular interests?
Well, I run a theater, so I'm around live theater a lot and watching a lot of
right, sitting in a dark audience by yourself is a great way to meet people.
Yeah.
But you got a lot of actors. Are you talking about
that's tough stuff?
That's tough stuff. We don't want to let's look outside that because those actors are crazy.
Those actors
they can get
crazy.
A little insane.
Yeah. But you're okay. So that's a good social, though. You're social and you're at. Do you have any other interests besides that? Would you think about joining
a
Ronnie club?
Class.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't. I'm trying to work out more and, you know, at the gym. So
yeah.
Maybe more exercise class. Yeah, some sort of class like that. That could be a good idea to meet new people.
Yeah, like a running club. I'm just thinking, get yourself out there. Even volunteering could be interesting. Because then you're going to get some people who are thinking about stuff other than themselves.
Yeah, that's true.
Right?
You're going to
be a philanthropic person.
Yeah, a philanthropic person. Madison, you're keeping it tight.
I'm just nervous to talk to you guys.
Oh my Listen, God, don't be nervous for a second.
You're keeping it tight and right.
You're doing
we can
the good
hear
work.
That on in your
Theater
voice.
In Long Beach. Please keep us informed. Let us know how it goes. Either womp up the jams with a Z at Gmail or call
just
us
just send
back.
Up a flare.
Okay?
I will. Awesome.
All right. Good luck.
Thank
We're
going
to go to our next caller. Who have we got on? You're listening to Listler's Love Lockdown with Marissler.
Hashtag turn around.
You're really trying to make that work. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Andrew.
Andrew.
Hi.
What's up, buddy? How can we
Hello.
Help?
My boyfriend really wants me to move in.
Yeah.
And I want to, but I'm also kind of nervous about it.
I want to, dot, dot, dot. What are we nervous about?
No, he's super, like, needs everything, like, in an order and, like, not messy, whereas I am a little bit messier.
Uh-huh. I got it.
What's the worst that could happen? You break up?
Over the fact
well,
you leave.
That would be the worst thing.
Yeah, over that's what I'm asking. Like, what's your fear? You move in, and then he doesn't like you anymore?
He's like, you left your Y fronts on the floor. You're out of here?
Or
we don't want that guy.
Or you move in, and you don't like him anymore. Which,
right, because you're like, this
fear?
Is an odd couple situation, and I'm not interested. Good. You learned that lesson.
Well, like, I mean,
yeah?
I mean, I like my own, you know, my own space sometimes, which I guess is not...
Could you guys move into a neutral location? Are you going to move into his apartment?
He bought a house.
I see.
That's nice.
It's got a yard.
Small yard, yes.
And would you have a room of one's own that you could, you know, retreat to?
I think so. We've been talking about like the one room. If I want to watch, like, Playing House or something.
Right. Great show. I think it sounds like you might not be ready yet.
I was going to say the exact opposite. I was going to say, fear it, you must do it.
Go for it.
Because here's the deal. Can I ask you this? Let's say you push it off and one of you gets flattened by a steamroller. Are you regretting not moving in?
Yes.
Then do it.
That's true.
Because you don't want to date a flat
person. She's right.
That's
Here's what
stuff.
I'll say. You have things, though, that you need. There are.
You got to be clear about that with him.
You can be clear about that up front. And you can also share with him, hey, this scares the shit out of me.
Right.
But I fucking love you. And what I would like to do is try. But you've got to work with me because these are the areas that I'm afraid about. And I also know that I need this space in my life. And so we've got to have time when we're not together because I need that in order to be healthy.
Let's get honest, hashtag authentic with ourselves and with other people that
truth.
We love because otherwise we cannot be close.
There will also be moments where you're living in that house where you say, I'm so glad I did this because of this newfound moment that we would have never had.
Right. Like watching Playing House together, streaming it.
Yeah. Get them on board.
Get them on board, all right?
That's the lesson
that's
here.
That's the lesson here. Watch more of Playing House.
Hey, thanks for calling in. You're the best.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah,
let us know how
thank
it goes, you. Okay? All right. One more question.
Woo!
We're burning through. I'm helping people out.
Hey, who are we?
What a lovely singing voice.
Thank you.
Who are we squawking at?
Thank you. I'm a second alto.
Ugh.
I know. My name's Ryan.
Hi,
I'm
Ryan.
From Columbus, Ohio.
Ryan,
are you driving currently?
No, my wife is.
Okay, great. Are we on speakerphone in the car?
No, because my three-year-old is asleep in the back seat.
Thank God. Uh-huh. I was going to ask that next question.
Okay, good.
All right. How can we help?
We got this under control.
How can
now,
we help?
Here's the good news. My question is not related to my wife at all.
Okay.
That's good.
We currently live with her brother.
Yes.
And he's a very cool guy, low-key.
Right.
Pretty well off, so I'm not complaining. We pay some bills.
Oh, you're living in your brother's house, because I thought it was a you, me, and Dupree situation.
Uh-huh.
You're living in his house.
Yes, and that's because we haven't sold our house yet, and I moved to get a new job when she got pregnant.
Got it, got it. Okay,
so this is a, we have to do this for now, because until you sell your house, you don't have any money to buy a new house. And she's also currently with child?
No, she. So that was 3 years ago.
Ooh, that's a long time.
And you're still living with him.
I know, yes.
And the house still has not sold?
Well, it's on a land contract right now, and so it has to get paid off in sections, sort of. And we're saving money, and we put a lot of money down on it, but we still don't have the mortgage paid off. And until we get the mortgage paid off, we can't buy a new house.
All right. So what's the problem? Because I'm okay with this. I'm okay with families living together and helping each other out.
Yeah, it takes a village.
Totally. So this is just an extra way. So the problem that we have is that I've been with my wife since 2001.
Yeah.
And when we got married in 08, her brother came to the wedding.
Yep.
And he brought his girlfriend at the time, who we all found out was a stripper. Okay. Now, there's no judgment there.
No problem there. Sure, body be banging.
Right. She's paying them bills.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Absolutely. Uh-huh. So that was fine. Now, it was a little, she had a young daughter who was very adorable, and you could tell my brother-in-law really liked the kid. And we sort of kind of tried to ask, like, hey, what's the father situation like? And she just said he's dead and she didn't want to talk about it.
Okay.
So, like, that's fine. It was a little, we didn't know her very well. He is not very successful with women.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a surprise that he was bringing anyone, but he did bring her. Apparently they had been together for a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, flash forward a couple, I don't know, how long were they together? Months?
Yeah.
And they broke up because they found out she was cheating on him.
Okay. You spend your days swinging your titties in people's faces. That's tough. Yeah. Yeah.
No judgment,
Marissa.
All right. So they broke up. They broke up, and what happened?
And it was nothing. It's fine. So he kind of went back to his whole not really dating people. He's very private. He doesn't talk about his personal life at all.
All right.
A week ago, he tells my wife, oh, hey, by the way, I just want to let you know, I started talking to this girl again.
Okay.
We said, okay. We said that, you know, we're trying not to react, you know, but he said, yeah, she has another kid. And we said, well, what about, no, it's not that. What about the husband? The little girl's
the baby
father,
daddy.
And she said, because we had thought, you know, he was dead.
Yeah.
But apparently he's actually just in prison now.
Oh.
So my real concern here, and he said, you know, nothing's going to change. You guys can stay here as long as you need to. I'm not going to kick you out.
Mm-hmm. But is she moving in? She's moving in, or is she just going to be spending time?
That's the thing. So my wife just brought up an excellent point. While they were together, as I said, my brother-in-law is pretty well off.
Mm-hmm.
She took advantage of him
a
lot financially.
Right.
So a car payment, at least, or a car off. Yeah, there's a lot.
Oh, this is a tragic tale.
And all sorts of things.
All right, so most likely she's doing the same thing again, correct?
Absolutely.
That's what we're saying. So we want to talk to him about it, but he's so private that if we even bring it up, he's just going to, we don't know how he's going to react. He loves my son.
Yeah.
And I never think that he would kick us out or anything.
Of course not.
But we're just really worried about this woman getting involved. Yes. As my wife said, we would prefer if we could figure out a way to be a Baraka for out of
here. Sure.
We're very concerned.
Got it.
I think if it comes from a place, again, we're all about hashtag authentic these days. And if it comes from a place of love and you say, hey, listen, we love you so much and you are our family. And so it's our job to worry. And we just wanted to say, you know, we're just concerned that you might get hurt. And we're just putting it out there because, you know, that's our honest take. Right.
This happened before. It might not be his like, you know, perspective on it. He might not feel like he was taken advantage of before. Obviously, he's like,
and you keep saying through no fault of your own.
Right.
You know, because we all thought a lot of validation. You know, of course, anybody in your position would have been like, this girl's great. We thought she was great. But then it turned out this happened, right?
These are behaviors.
So we're worried. Not about us. You don't want to bring up, oh, I'm worried about her being around the kid. You don't want to make him feel judged. You don't even want to say no judgment, right? You just want to say, like, we're just want to be, like, because we're family and we love you so much, we just want to make sure maybe you've thought about this stuff. And if you go forward with it, obviously you have our support, and just hope that you've planted a little bug.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing, though, that's the real truth, is that he's not going to see those faults in her unless he really wants to. So if he wants to let her take this from him, there's something in it that is worth it for him. And there's not going to be a single thing that you can do to change that.
But you know what? If it gets weird and she's hanging around and whoever this guy from prison is coming around too,
then you have to protect your family.
And you go and you rent, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, of course. Yeah. And I don't think I hope it's not going to get to that. But yeah, we're just sort of, we have no idea what to do.
Yeah.
I think you just
between
speak
a
from
rock
the heart.
And a hard place.
You're
yeah.
between and betwixt the stacks.
You
and
could
I
also
think you just
set it up.
The
you
heart.
Could give him a heads up, like, hey, can we talk to you about something? Let's find a time that works for us both. The kids are asleep or whatever. You know, you guys sit down around a kitchen table and really, really talk like adult to adult. You know what I mean?
That makes me really nervous when people say, can we talk about something and can we make it on Tuesday? And you're like, great, I have 5 days to worry about how mad you are at me, or like that you're going to tell me, you know, something like crazy.
Yeah.
I would rather honestly have somebody just after dinner and the kids are asleep, you just say, hey, you know, we were just thinking about.
When somebody does that to me, it feels like an attack.
How
long have you been feeling? That's true.
But you have been attacked.
I've been crouching in a bush for most of my life.
Crouching tiger, hidden dragon was based on your life.
That's not the truth. All right. Well, good luck to you. Godspeed.
Let us know.
I think, your heart is in the right place. You know, you can't really go wrong. So good luck to both of you. And I hope that baby keeps sleeping.
No, he's fine. We love both of you. And we're big fans of that show you guys talk about, Playing House, and we hope that there's a season 4 somehow.
Oh, good.
We hope
my
so,
wife,
too.
Say hi real
hi,
quick.
Hi to the wife.
Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for canceling my spouse.
Hey.
We appreciate it.
We're here for you guys. We're here for you.
We're here as a support group. We feel you.
Well, thank you. We thank you. We love you, both of you.
Ditto.
All right. Drive safe. Right.
Drive safe.
Thank you.
We will.
All right. That was a special edition of Headed for a Heartbreaks, Listler's Love Lockdown. I hope you enjoyed it. We got a lot of questions answered.
And we really
actually
concentrated for once. Yeah. I didn't talk about dongs after the first 5 seconds.
Did you talk about dongs at all?
Did I? I don't know.
Oh.
I was drawing them, though.
Oh, I see that. There's
dong
a whole paper
after
full
dong
of
after dong
dongs.
After dong.
Thanks for calling in. If you have questions that didn't get answered today, please email us, wompupthejams@gmail.com. We may answer them during an episode. Thanks for listening. Hashtag turnaround and
womp up those dogs.
Okay.
This has been an Earwolf production, executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.